You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang mga Pilipino ang may pinakamataas na bilang ng migrante sa Darwin. Kwento ni Dante Carmen ang karanasan niya bilang bagong Pilipino migrante dito.
I was working as an external auditor in Saudi Arabia in Ernst & Young, EY Saudi Arabia. I was working there for like starting 2011. I met my wife there. We also have kids there na din. So in 2016, we visited her like lolo sa tuhod, something like that, because it's a distant relative. Then when we're there, so it was like, okay, this is Australia. So it is totally different kasi sa from Saudi Arabia. If you are familiar sa setting in Saudi Arabia, it's more on a closed country. Wherein ladies cannot go out without their husbands with them, kids as well. It's a controlled environment. Hindi wala masyadong freedom. So that's why we pushed to na mag-migrate right after nung mag-visit kami sa Australia. Kasi we realized ang laki ng difference ng pamumuhay and all. My two boys, actually, they are right now 7 and 5 years old. Sila yung naging parang ano namin na kailangan namin ilipat sila ng somewhere different environment para sa better future nila. So, at initially, Sydney yung target namin na mapuntahan. Pero hindi ako naka-receive ng invitation for like 1 year. Parang nawala na nga kami ng pag-asa. Although I know Northern Territory has like, they are providing sponsorship. But at the time, they require funds, like this much amount ng proof of funds na meron kayo, especially for like, for families, or if you are just couples, they have a certain amount of money that they require as proof of funds. So it's like sabi ko kay Mrs. na okay, mag-ipon muna tayo ng funds just in case ma-reach natin yung fund, try natin i-apply. Then after a year, luckily we were able to like accumulate the funds that is required. So I just tried. I do a lot of research because required dito kapag nag-apply ka sa Northern Territories, you have to provide that you did your own research about the living, the school, medical related job opportunities and all. At kailangan mo yan isulat in an essay na ito yung nalaman mo about Northern Territory, ito yung maaring madatnan mo doon once you arrive there. And all those information dapat like nakadetalye with all the like footnotes saan mo nakuha yung information and all. So it took me three months to prepare those supporting documents for my Northern Territory application. Then so I submitted it. I waited it 6 months waiting actually. So I waited for 6 months and I thought no chance na kasi ang tagal eh. So after 6 months, they get back to me. Sabi, ang initial application is 190, which is a PR visa. And then, nung nag-reply sila, hindi raw sila makapagbigay ng PR na 190. So they can just offer 489 visa. We discuss, although I'm familiar what are the benefits of it, yung temporary visa. So we said na, okay, at least makapasok na rin tayo sa Australia, then let's just work to get the PR after 2 years. Anyway, we are allowed to apply for that. So we're in our 6 months already here.
2 days after ninyo mag-land sa Northern Territory, nakakuha ka agad ng trabaho. So paano mo nagawa to?
I was one of the lucky na yung company ko sa Saudi Arabia, may office kami sa Darwin, but we don't have a audit kasi ako, no? Ang office namin dito walang audit. So, they are on advisory. department lang. So nung in-email ko yung partner dito sa Darwin, wala pa akong visa noon, in-introduce ko yung sarili ko na I'm from EY, Saudi Arabia. I'm looking for some like future employment here in Darwin. Kung pwedeng like may alam ba siya na work na pwedeng ma-applyan, something like that. Sabi niya, wala raw siyang, currently yung company namin, walang opening. So, sabi niya, ibigay ko sa kakilala ko yung CV mo. In-interview ako ng Merit Partners, which is my current employer. Then, the day after, nag-offer sila ng work. Eh, sabi ko sa wife ko, kasi narinig ko, ang daming mga story wherein they find it hard to find a job right away once they arrive in Australia. Eh, sabi ko, kung may mag-offer man sa akin ng trabaho, kahit anong trabaho man yon, makapagtrabaho lang ako agad, tatanggapin ko na.
Ang alam ko, marami ring Pilipino sa Darwin, di ba?
That's part of the research that I did. At first few weeks, medyo wala kaming kakilala entirely dito sa Darwin nung pumunta kami dito. Isa sa mga parang challenge dito actually is wala kaming kakilala. I was part of the online community wherein nagpo-provide ng mga tips or advices sa mga do-it-yourself na mga aplikante. Luckily, isa sa mga nandoon din is nandito. Nandito na siya. So, siya yung unang parang na-communicate ko dito at na-meet ng family namin. Then, eventually, since medyo few years na siya dito, may mga kakilala na siya. So, in-invite kami sa we're part of, she's part of Couples, my friend siya na part ng Couples for Christ. Then, in-invite kami. Then, that all started wherein nag-join kami ng Couples for Christ. Especially si Nikki kasi wala pang work. Parang nabobore siya sa house. So, yung kakilala namin sa forum din, ko lang namin na-meet, yung pinakilala kami doon sa mga kakilala nila, yung ganong simple na act na at least kahit papano hindi kami malungkot dito, mga ganon, kahit moral support lang, parang ang ganda ng nangyari nung in-invite kami lang dito sa like, kasi yung swimming dito like free yung mga recreational area, so nagpunta lang kami doon sa swimming area nung dito sa Darwin kasi birthday ng anak niya. Then na-meet namin yung mga ibang kakilala niya, so I think it was a big help para lang mapadami pa yung mga kakilala namin dito kasi initially nga zero talaga yung wala kaming kakilala dito. That siguro yun ang nag-initiate wherein ngayon ang busy na namin sa dami namin ginagawa sa church, marami kaming mga activity sa
Potential mga Pilipino na tinitingnan ang Darwin, paano mo ibebenta ang Darwin sa ibang Pilipino?
Ang setup kasi ng Darwin, very laid back, parang province style. Pinanggit ko nga ito sa write-up ko nung nag-apply ako sa Darwin na kung ang hanap mo na place wherein chill lang, hindi busy, hindi traffic and all those, I think mas para sa akin is sabi ko doon sa sulat ko doon sa government is akma lang yung environment ng Darwin sa family namin kasi sanay na kami sa parang tahimik lang. Kung weather naman ang pag-usapan, kung saan kasi kami galing Saudi Arabia, sanay na kami sa mag-init. So, ang init dito is like manageable na sa amin kasi parang Philippines lang yung weather dito eh. Initially gusto namin Sydney pero hindi pinigay. Kung sabi ko lang kay Mrs. na makapasok lang tayo sa Australia, I think it is a good start na sabi kong ganun sa kanya na regardless kung saan man tayo, it's still Australia. At the end, kung maging lang naman tayo eh, kung saan ka located, kung wala ka namang trabaho, like hindi ka rin maging like at ease or like have a peace of mind. Eh kung mapunta nga ako sa Sydney na yun nga target ko, eh, kung wala naman akong work, I think that's difficult, especially for those people na may, I mean, for like me na may family na kasama. I was confident that time na may mahanap ay akong work, kaya dinala ko na sila lahat dito. Kaya, yeah, I was very grateful na I choose Darwin na mapunta dito.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.